And today we're going to be looking at Padre Pio's Mass. And as we know, Padre Pio lived before the Council. So of course, all of his Masses would have been the Mass of the Ages in Latin, facing the altar. But what were his Masses really like? And that's what we're going to be looking at, how Padre Pio was a man of suffering during his Masses. Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel, we bring to you a series of short stories on the life of our great saint, Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and a tremendous miracle worker. Please do stay tuned to find out more about Padre Pio and also what his intercession can do for you. And we do encourage you to partake in our Padre Pio apostolate by liking our videos, sharing the videos with your friends and colleagues. Now, in the story today, and it was given to us by a Capuchin friar known as Arni de Corte, and he suggests to us that Padre Pio in fact had the gift of making us pray, this ability. And it was, he said, as if one lived his Masses. It was something fascinating. And as Father Arni tells us, only in St. Giovanni Rotondo could he really understand the divine sacrifice. So there's something very, very special about Padre Pio's Mass. And Padre Pio's Masses were time-consuming. They went on for an incredibly long time, sometimes. But as one followed, he tells us, one was absorbed into the Mass and lost this notion of time and place. And the first time that he attended this Mass with Padre Pio, he said he was sorry to see it end. And after this, he looked at his watch and he was amazed to see that 2 hours had actually passed by. Of course, sometimes Padre Pio, during his Mass, he would go into an ecstasy, perhaps at the time of consecration. And then he could remain in the ecstasy for 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes. And that would just extend the Mass. But that's how it was with Padre Pio. And he tells us that this same impression that people desired the Mass could continue was experienced by almost everyone there. And this in spite of the fact that the Mass was so early of the time, 5:30 a.m. in the morning. And that it was seemingly endless when it ended. How many would have liked to see this Mass to have continued for another while? Now, some people had arrived at Padre Pio's Mass merely out of curiosity. They wanted to see what was going on. And Father Gabriel Amorth tells us that these people would end up crying like children. So it says something really moving about this Mass. And people who were there and they were not believers, they did not believe, perhaps they had some internal barrier against belief. Suddenly they were freed from their doubts. And he tells us that even hardened sinners, people with closed hearts, they would end up repenting, converting, and radically altering their lives. And many young men and women would feel liberated from indecision during this time of Mass. And then they would give their life to become perhaps a priest or a religious. So this was all the effect of Padre Pio's Mass. Padre Pio avoided making it into a theatre. He avoided trying to put on a show during the Mass. It was something entirely sincere. But he did have his own way of praying. He had these long periods of silence and pauses, dramatic pauses. And the way he lifted the paten up during the consecration with his bloodied hands, it was something truly dramatic. And we know he had bloodied hands, of course, because of the stigmata. So this all made it truly dramatic. But what, in fact, was going on now between Padre Pio and God? It was anyone's guess. It was a mystery. But there were certain pauses, and then these long silences, and the expression on Padre Pio's face. They showed that he was, in fact, participating right there in the drama of Calvary. He was living the drama. It was as if time and space had disappeared and it stepped through into the time of Calvary, into our Lord's crucifixion. And sometimes he said it looked like Padre Pio was going through a real martyrdom during the Mass, because there was sweat mixed with tears rolled down his face, and one would see a man of pain struggling with some agony, which led involuntarily for us to imagine Christ in the Garden of Olives on the night of his passion, of his sufferings. And so we see that Mass with Padre Pio, it really, really made an impression. As we said, it was something moving. There were conversions. It was not an act or something superficial. It was not entertainment. Because, in fact, Padre Pio was reliving our Lord Jesus Christ's crucifixion. So it was something very, very reverent, with great sacrality, as if time and space had disappeared and our Padre Pio was there in front of our Lord's cross, helping our Lord. So it was a true reenactment of our Lord's sufferings. And just a reminder, please do help us with our Padre Pio apostolate. If you're new to our channel, do subscribe to our channel. Click that reminder bell and also like our videos. That helps us with YouTube. And also share these videos with anyone you think may benefit from them. And thank you for watching this video. And there are other videos on the end screen if you want to continue watching.